All right, let's go to Coors Field and bring in Thomas Harding of MLB.com. Thomas, a regular on our show. We always love having him on. Thomas, how are you?
I feel good. I feel clean. How about you, Marty?
I'm feeling pretty good today. I enjoy the show. I'm glad they're out of Chicago and now in Colorado.
I changed my mind on strikeouts.
Definitely. I can understand that totally. Yeah. Hey, just so you know, I'm on the field during batting practice, and they've added a new sound system down here at Coors Field, so you can hear the music. I'm hoping you can hear me over the music.
Yeah, you're doing fine. We can hear you fine.
Okay, good.
Tell us about Chad Bettis today. He gets lit up a lot at Coors Field. On the road, he's much better.
Actually, if you look at Chad Bettis, the issues at home have come like in the first inning. But what I like about him as a pitcher is that if he struggles in the first inning, most of the time he turns it up and does well the rest of the game. There was a game against the Padres where he gave up a couple of first inning home runs to guys who don't hit home runs. Then he didn't give up anything more for the rest of the time he was in the game. Same thing happened at Dodger Stadium last week. This is a guy who, even if the numbers are elevated, he has a way of winning ball games. A lot more advanced as far as making adjustments than some of the other young pitchers.
All right. At Coors Field, as I say, 15 and two-thirds, 19 hits, 12 runs given up, 7 walks, 11 strikeouts. Does he get a little weirded out from the dinosaur or something?
I think so. And it's just strange because it seems like whenever he's taken the mound here, it's been more of a Coors Field type of game. And we've had a couple of those this week with the Reds. So the stadium had not been playing as offensive-friendly for the most part, the early part of the season. We could have a pretty big series offensively here, the Rockies and the Giants, because weather's picked up a little bit. It's more normal.
Yeah,
but
no,
normal for Coors, not normal for normal baseball, I should say.
I know. It's baseball on the moon, as I like to say it. That's Thomas Harding, MLB.com. A pleasure to have Thomas on. Thomas, this team has not hit very well this season. Nick Pecora was on with us yesterday, and Nick said, boy, the one thing about the Rockies, they're not hitting. What's cooking with the Rockies?
They have a number of spots in the lineup that are struggling, and they're working David Dahl in, who had been a prospect for a while. It's hard to work a young player in when your almost entire lineup is struggling. Right now, though, it looks like they're coming out of some struggles. Nolan Arenado went 1-for-7 in Los Angeles. He had a big series against the Reds. Also, Charlie Blackmon was in a long slump during the last road trip, and it looks like he's coming out of that a little bit. They still need to get Carlos Gonzalez going. Yesterday's 4-for-4 was really big for him, but there are some spots that continue to struggle. You know, Ian Desmond over at first base has struggled all year. The catching spot hasn't given them a lot. They're going with the prospect Ryan McMahon at second base because the other second basemen were hitting somewhere around 160. So that's what's going on, is that multiple parts in the lineup are struggling, but they're able to win because their starting pitching is holding them engaged.
Well, and how about the bullpen? How are they holding up?
Bullpen is kind of teetering right now, to be honest. I mean, if you get into the eighth and ninth inning with Adam Ottavino and Wade Davis, the closer, you're in good shape there. And also, Jake McGee is pitching pretty well right now. But a number of guys are struggling. I mean, whether it's Mike Dunn, Brian Shaw's really struggling right now. So is Chris Russon. Those are guys that, if you look at their track record, they've been winning pitchers on good teams, and they're struggling a bit. So they're going to have to find more guys that are pitching well in order to close out games.
All right, very good. Boy, that's we've covered it. What's the weather like tonight?
It's kind of cool here. I mean, yesterday it was nice and hot, and today it's overcast, so it should be a nice baseball. A little bit of gentle wind right now. Over the weekend against the Reds, they were hot days, and the ball took off some for some of the hitters. Rockies hit 4 home runs yesterday.
Thomas, one last thought for you. We'll let you go and enjoy the batting practice down there. The starting staff, are they still hanging in there?
Yes, they are. They've had a couple of slumps along the way, but if you look at it, Kyle Freeland is pitching really well for them. Erman Marcus pitched quite well at home yesterday. He came into yesterday with a 10.34 ERA at home, but a 2.05 on the road. But he kind of conquered Coors Field yesterday. John Gray, He still isn't back to what he was a couple of weeks ago, but in his last start, he gave up some runs early and pitched the last three innings pretty well, so he showed the ability to come back from some things. You saw him in San Francisco. He really struggled after giving up some early runs out there. So you're seeing guys pitch decently right now, and if they can stay on a roll here. I think they've had three quality starts here at home. If they can stay on that type of roll for a month or so, this team could maybe be one of the teams that surges in this division. As you know, it seems like it's been hard for anybody to really get traction after the Diamondbacks did. They struggled. Rockies feel like this could be their time, but as I was talking to Nolan Arenado this morning, he's like, listen, the Dodgers and the Giants also look like they're ready to play good baseball. So now is the time for these teams to take off.
Great report. It is Memorial Day. It's the one-third mark of the season, so glad to have you on, and as always, Thomas, you're a welcome guest. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Thomas Harding. Boy, that's combat pay today on Memorial Day on the field. What's the name of the dinosaur, Dino or something? What is it, Fish? The dinosaur?
I think it is Dino.
Dino that Andy Baggerly can't stand, remember? It sounded like Dino.
Dinker?
Dinker, what is it?
Yeah, I'll think of it.
Yeah.